8:20 on Connect FM in your morning connection for this Wednesday midweek. That means it's a perfect time for a midweek chat. And we do that midweek chat every other week with Shirley DeRouge, Executive Director of Downtown Du Bois Inc. Shirley, it's good to see you today.
Yes, it's good to see you too, Dan.
You've been very busy here the last couple of weeks. I mean, not that you're not busy ordinarily, but a little extra busyness for you the past 2 weeks with the election and everything, which we've, you know, steered clear of talking about that running up to the election. But now you are city council elect now.
Yes, I am. And I'm sort of glad you brought that up because I do want to clear the air.
Okay,
good. Because there seems to be a lot of misinterpretation or some confusion as to me with my role with the downtown and also being on city council. A lot of people assume that Downtown Du Bois is part of the city.
Right.
And we are not. We are our own separate entity. Mm-hmm. We are a nonprofit 501c3. We are not a branch, a division. And my salary is not paid by the city.
Okay.
So that is how I am able to hold my downtown position, as well as run for city council.
Sure.
And we even, DCED advised, and so did the PDC, that we have an attorney write up an MOU to clarify that, which has been done and was submitted with our designation application. So it has been approved at the state level, and there is no conflict with me holding both.
And I'm so glad you clarified that. Not that there's ever any miscommunication that goes around, but sometimes that happens, and we wouldn't want anyone to misunderstand that. But you can fully serve both roles, and there's no issue with that.
There is not. Yes.
Okay. Well, congratulations, by the way, on being a city council elect individual and getting ready and poised for the new city of Du Bois, embarking on that in January. Let's go back in time a little bit here, Shirley. Just a couple of weeks, you know, when we last talked, we were right up on Halloween, and we were going to find out who had the winning entry and the winning light pole decoration in the scarecrow competition. Would you like to go ahead and announce that for us today, who the winning team was, even though we're a little bit past that?
Yes. The Girl Scout troop. They won for the second annual downtown scarecrow light pole decorating contest. Mm-hmm. Pictures have been posted of some of the girls with their trophy with the scarecrows on our downtown page.
And they had a very nice, sweet looking display.
They did. It was adorable. Yeah. It was adorable.
So our congratulations to those little ladies, and great job that they did there. Now we can look ahead. And we're coming up on some busy, busy times. You know, we keep talking about busy, and it always just gets busier. But it's a good busy when we head into the holiday season, with Thanksgiving just a few weeks away. And then, of course, the Christmas holidays as well. And there are all kinds of activities happening in downtown Du Bois, of course, starting with the Light Up the Night event. So bring us up to speed. What's going to be happening on that Friday after Thanksgiving?
Yes.
And then for the several days and weeks following.
Yes. So Friday, November 28th is Brighten the Night. It's our annual light up the Christmas tree and the whole downtown area for Christmas. Obviously, Santa and Mrs. Claus will be arriving.
Of course.
But, which that's what all the kids, they could do with everything else. That's what they're looking forward to. But we have the singing Santas lined up.
Oh, awesome.
Right?
So that, more than one Santa.
One Santa, but of course they're the wannabes.
Yeah, they're the ones with a voice.
Yes. And then the Grinch is making an appearance.
Uh-oh.
We have several fun things lined up, and of course the hot cocoa and cookies and goodies for the kids.
Reading of the Night Before Christmas.
Yes, Reading of the Night Before Christmas. Matt Reed of First Class Children's Foundation.
That'll
this
be
will
great.
Be his third year doing this, so
super.
That's fun.
Yeah.
So a lot of things lined up for everybody's enjoyment and entertainment. And then the very next day is Shop Small Saturday.
Yeah.
So We'll be distributing bags with coupons, and the next tier $5 coupon again, flyers. A lot of the stores will be having sales. And then fast forward to Saturday, December 13th. Mm-hmm. What was formerly known as Elf on the Shelf, but due to copyright reasons, we cannot call it that. Okay. It's Elf and Around downtown, but it's going to be a one-day event. We're going to have the option to start your day at the public house and have breakfast with the elves. And then you will get your flyers, but flyers will be available at the Santa shed. Mm-hmm. And then you go out, you find your elves, and then you will drop them off at Parkside Community Center. And if you would like, you can stay, do an activity, and watch a movie.
Oh, exciting times on the way here in downtown Dubois. And surely, I guess the best way to find out more or for people to check up on information they may have thought they heard, but mm-hmm. Need to get the real scoop, go to Downtown Dubois Facebook page. Yes. Or your website.
Or the website, yes.
Okay, great. Shirley, as always, it's always nice to have you in here for an update. And thank you for doing that today.
Thank you for having me.